This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. That's Adrian Chenault. That's the great Ray Higdon. We are going to have like the best show you've ever seen today. And we have all kinds of things to tell you about. And we're excited. And how you doing, my little boy?
I am great. I am super excited. And we're going to have it's going to be an awesome show today.
You know why I'm so excited?
Tell me.
First game of the season on Sunday.
That's right. Coach Tom in the house.
For the Colorado Rockies 7-year-old team. So this is very good news. I just saw a picture of Ray Higdon with little, whatever his first name, Thomas Higdon on his lap, which just made my day. And I'm telling all of you, this business is all about love. It's all about community. It's all about leaving nobody behind. It's about inclusion and not exclusion. And we're going to have a share by Ray Higdon called, a show by Ray Higdon called Radical Love Today, because he knew. Because he is a very good contact mapper. He would be speaking right into my wheelhouse, and I love him for that. Got some breaking news for you. Adrian Chenault is proud to tell us that he and Justin Balababa have decided to become the main sponsors of the ANMP big national convention coming up, and that is very, very big news. So NowSite's going to play a major part of that, big contribution to the event, the industry, their love of network marketing, and good on you, little buddy. I didn't even know about it until Garrett told me. So
that's good. It's hot off the press. Exciting news. And yeah, we love that event so much, and it's always been a great event. And man, I think it's going to be bigger and better than ever in some really cool ways this year. And so we're excited to get to be a part of it.
You know why that is?
Tell me.
Ray Higdon.
I believe that.
So Ray Higdon, again, his footprints are everywhere. His presence is everywhere. He has made some brave changes in his life. He is a stand now more for the love of human beings than he's ever been. And, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what I love about him. I tell you, Ray Higdon is as important and influential in our success than, I mean, he's one of them. He was with us and had us front and center many years ago when we were everybody else's afterthought.
It's very, very true.
We love him for that. So take it away, baby.
We do. And I forgot to take it up before we went live. So before we take this off the screen, I want to acknowledge Ray for putting himself out there. If you're listening on the radio.
Oh, I forgot about
Ray
that.
Ray put up number one fan of Tom and Adrian.
Not letting you take it away. It's saving.
He'll just put it back up. Leave it there.
All right. We're leaving it there. Well, Ray, we are your number one fans in return. And man, you know, it's, I think, a really interesting and important time in the world of network marketing. And we were talking a little bit about this before the show, just, you know, a lot of turmoil happening between reps and companies, between companies, you know, shifts happening in the world. And I know you think really deeply about that stuff. And I just would love to maybe just start there and kind of, you know, getting your perspective on what's happening in the world of network marketing and how we as leaders should be thinking about it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you guys, most people that know me know that I came to Christ 16 months ago. And it's incredible how similar Christianity is to network marketing. And that is one of the traits is so easily divided.
Yeah.
So easily divided. And you have, you know, half the people or maybe more that absolutely hated the Jesus commercial at the Super Bowl. And, you know, the other half are unsure or liked it. And, you know, here in network marketing, you know, I always as a Christian and as a networker, I want to think about what are outsiders seeing when they look in the window, what are they seeing? And if they look in the window of network marketing right now, it looks like, you know, it looks terrible. It looks horrendous because you have, you know, some people celebrating the closing of companies. You got, of course, the closing of companies. You got leaving reps bashing, staying reps bashing, leaving reps, companies suing, leaving reps. You have all this stuff where we, just like Christians, are called to be the light. You know, we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to represent freedom. We're supposed to represent not the water cooler kind of talk that you experience in the corporate world, but instead we're dipping way below that. And so I just think it's people need to understand radical love is loving those you don't agree with, loving those you shouldn't. And I'll give you a couple examples that were helpful to me, because I didn't know what this meant. I'd never actually experienced or witnessed it until recently, actually. So my wife, I don't know if anyone else can resonate with this, but my wife loves NDE videos, near death experience videos.
You don't even know what that is. All right.
She loves watching these things. Someone that died on the operating table, had an experience. And there's all the, I mean, they're pretty wild, you know, and they've actually studied these guys, and like, it's a ridiculous accuracy of the things that they say after they died on the table. They'll say what tools were used on them. They'll say what conversations were had. It's wild. So if you're not into that and you want to spend too much time, then go look them up. And so I just kind of catch them every now and then. She watches them all the time, but there was this guy that died on the table, and he had an experience, and it's not necessarily what he experienced, but there's a piece of it that taught me. Right. And so he has this experience, sees God, and God says, "Hey, were you a loving person?" And he said, "Absolutely." He goes, "Well, were you prejudiced?" He's like, "Well, I wasn't prejudiced at all." And he goes, "Well, how do you feel about people who are prejudiced?" "Oh, they're terrible. They're absolute." And so that was the point, right? we think that we're totally fine and we are loving people when we love those who love us or agree with us.
Yeah.
Big deal. That's not bad. That's like, okay, you're like everyone else on planet Earth, like, way to go.
Yeah.
And so radical love is when my number one earner in my company left, and I will never proclaim that I have radical love, because I don't. I fall short of the glory of God. But when he left, I wished him well. And he was even bashing me. And I said, "Hey, man, I understand you're bashing me. I wish you well, dude. I hope that this company you went to." Now, keep in mind, you can always come back. I'd love to have you back. But I wish you well, man. I hope this company treats you well, and I'm rooting for you. And, you know, a couple of years later, he hired me to coach him. Now, if I didn't do it for that reason, but how different would this industry look if we just wish people well, and we wish them well, even when they're bashing us, because that's what changes the bashing. That's what changes them, not your retaliation. And, you know, there's not too many books that I've found that teach this very well, other than the Bible, of not trading insult for insult or evil for evil. And so I just think this industry should be a bright light in the world, but it's not. And it's not, because we're just like everybody else, and we only agree with the people that agree with us.
Yeah. And people have a tendency to circle around and then shoot outward to all kinds of evil. But then we turn around and figure out that our particular religion or whatever, and we start shooting inward. And we do it in network marketing, and we do it in our faith, and we do it in our life. Anybody not like us, we shoot. And I am telling you, that is the wrong attitude. And it's what I love about AA, because the only requirement to be a member of that crazy club is a desire to stop drinking. You don't even have to be sober. You just have to have a desire. And that becomes all inclusive. And as a result of that, it's changed my life. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, but I truly try to cut no one out of the game. And that's hard, because it's the most unlovable we need to love the most. It's the most hopeless we need to love the most. It's the ugliest, in our opinion, we need to love the most. And once you get that, though, you can sleep when the wind blows, because it's complete surrender. You understand one thing. Ray Higdon might not be where Tom Chenault wants him to be. Adrian Chenault might not be where Tom Chenault wants Adrian to be. But one thing I'm finally dead certain of in my life is Ray and Adrian are right where God's got them and wants them. And that has to be good enough for me. And that that's hard to accept until you finally make that your mantra and you accept it. You are that, and it works. I promise all of you it works. And when Ray came with this topic today, we were flabbergasted because it was agenda free, and he's loving human beings right where they are. And man, made the hair on the back of my neck stand up when Adrian told me what we were going to talk about. Right.
Absolutely right. And it is, it's the, why is it so powerful? Why is it so meaningful? Because it's the hardest thing to do because it's
stands out
completely unnatural unless you have someone or something that is calling you to understand that there's an entire different way of being in the world. And it's real, it makes no sense until you experience it. Right, Ray?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's a series of movies, but there's a producer out there, if that's the right term, or filmmaker, I don't know. But there's a guy named Darren Wilson, and Darren Wilson does these like documentary type movies. He did Father of Lights, and he's got a whole bunch of them, and they're all amazing. And I remember I was watching one of them, and so they go down to Venice Beach. And these are, you know, people that talk about the love of God. What does that look like? Most people think that looks like religion, shaming, or judging, right? Non-inclusive, as Tom had said. And so they go to Venice Beach, and there's these guys that are like, repent or you're going to burn in hell. And I just caught my spirit of, those kind of people. Like, I don't like that. I don't think that's what we're called to be. I don't think that's the heart of Christ. I don't like that. And then these guys go and they say, hey, brother, man, you've been out here, you know, working hard or working the streets. Like, can we pray for you? And they were, and I was like, oh, that wouldn't have been my reaction.
Yeah.
So I'm like, got it. They go to a Satanist convention. Zero judgment. Zero judgment. Like, imagine how many of us will go to the anti-MLM convention.
Right.
You're going to go pray for them? You're going to buy them a coffee? No, you're not. And so they go to the Satanist convention, and they're praying with people. And some of them do come to Christ because they're really just looking for love. Right. And so that person that is anti that thing that you love, or vice versa, right, that Democrat or that Republican or that whatever, they're really just looking for love. And when they experience love, they have the opportunity to change. And that is the message of the gospel that people miss. They think it's about judging or shaming or whatever. It's not. It's about being radically different and loving people.
I love that. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. You're listening to Legacy Leadership on the Genesis Communication Network.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
It's Tom Chenault. It's Ray Higdon, and it is my little boy Adrian, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show for about another
3 weeks.
3 weeks, and then it will become the Legacy Leadership Podcast, because the people that we pipe our show up to, the 545 stations with an unbelievable amount of listeners to the Legacy Leadership Show, is ceasing operation. So we decided to finally spin it and go to no commercial breaks like you just went through, and no interruptions of thought like you just went to. And we're going to be a straight podcast of undetermined length right now, because I haven't talked it over with my boss, but it's going to be epic. So that's number one. Number two, we are now the official sponsor of the A&MP convention, we meaning Adrian and Justin and NowSight, which is big, big news. And third, here's Tom Chenault calling it on himself, because we had this whole thing about forgiveness and not being an arrogant dick, and I had to change my tune. So Alan Newell and Drew Bierman, who I think I both met both of these guys through Ray Higdon, you are officially, on my word, invited to be on this show. And I had a story about good both guys. Guys. I had invented a story of my own making about both guys, where my ego was blocking them because I'm a jerk. And I'm a pompous, arrogant jerk at times. And I was playing this mind game of control until you sent me that email about the topic of the show. So I looked at it and I said, what do I need to give up? And I said, not what do I need to give up? Yeah. I had a little story about both those guys, of which I invented. And I love them to death. Alan's out of the restaurant business. Drew Bierman had a lot to do with us meeting. I mean, I'm just such a jerk. But my ego wouldn't let me admit it. Until Ray came back with his topic. And I said, I'm going to find a couple of people I can admit it to on here. So I literally sent them a note and asked them to listen so I could officially say, Tom Chenault stands corrected. You're going to be on the show like it matters. And that's exciting. So very cool.
Big deal.
Yeah.
A big deal. That's awesome.
I love that. And I love Drew and I love Alan. And so this is going to be fun to have those guys on here. That's good.
Next, we're going to have to give it up and let Fireball, Troy Dooley, and Jeff Welch on. No, I'm kidding. This is exciting.
So, Ray, this concept of radical love, we're in a state of flux with, you know, a couple of pretty big leadership defections that have happened recently in the network marketing world, at least one pretty major company shutdown situation recently. And we're all humans, right? We all have our own stories around this stuff. What do you think is something that we all can do to kind of check ourselves in our spirit and in our way of kind of interacting with these kinds of situations and rumor mills and all the stuff that happens all the time, probably in any profession, but definitely in network marketing? Like, how do you shift yourself away from maybe what's your historical pattern of thinking about that kind of a thing?
Yeah, for sure. So anytime, here's what I've come to learn, right? And this is, biblical, is anytime we're angry, frustrated, or triggered, that is exactly where God is working on us. But our custom and our tradition is to just let the program run, right? And so we get angry and we just let it run and whatever damage it causes or whatever lack of growth we experience. But the reality is God loves you so much, he won't allow you to remain the same. So the lesson's repeated. And so people will go from frustration, team, company, relationship, et cetera. And so just like you would, right? We do the best job we can as fathers. If I see my 4-year-old licking a steak knife, I'm going to say, hey, stop it. And I'm not going to say it one time. If he continues, I'm going to keep saying it until he gets it and puts it down. I'm not going to, arrive in the hospital the next day and say, well, I told him, the lesson's repeated until it's learned. I'm going to say, stop it. That's what God is doing to you when you feel that trigger, when you feel that anger. And if you can recognize that, and we're told to take every thought captive, right? We're told to demolish strongholds, which is another word for, programs, paradigms, whatever you want to call it. And so if you can do that, the lessons will stop being repeated. You'll actually grow. You'll grow to the next lesson. And it seems to me there's always another lesson. Yep. And so an example is January 1st this year, I was in 7-Eleven. And I asked the guy behind the counter, I don't even remember what I asked him, whatever. And he said, you can figure it out, turn it around. Okay. And so I'd like to think it's not that I'm such a diva. I'm like, how dareth thou? But I just don't like bad customer service. I just don't like it. And so I felt in my spirit, oh, I didn't like that. And so I march out the door. I didn't say anything to him. So that's being good, isn't it? Isn't that making a good person? Isn't that radical love? No, it's not. And so I go out the door and I put my hand on the car handle and I get, you could do better. So I walk back in there and I say, hey, man, sorry, you're having a bad day. And he said, dude, I'm so sorry, man. He goes, you don't deserve that, man. I'm trying to get better. And man, I'm so sorry. I had a bad night last night. And we had a wonderful conversation. And so when you get triggered or angry, when that person abandons you or when that person leaves or when that company folds and you actually inspect, where is that coming from? What wound is that tweaking? Then you can possibly get the lesson. You can possibly grow from that.
Yeah.
And so that's, the only bad thing about anger, we can't control that immediate anger, that trigger, that frustration, but we can learn from it and lessen it. And so the only bad anger is the one you don't learn from. And so what is it about that situation that's making you angry or triggering you? And get the lesson.
There you go. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We will be back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. In the past 2 weeks, hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested for protesting the Gaza war. Anti-Israel demonstrations have emerged nationwide since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. According to the New York Times, protesting students have been setting up tents at campuses across the country, resulting in over 400 protesters being arrested for refusing to disperse. President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. Biden made this statement on Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern. Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has stated on social media that he is ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and our guest, Ray Higdon. And we were talking before the break just about how important and meaningful and, really for us in so many ways, you know, when something makes you mad, when something fires you up, I was talking about this the other day, right? One of my favorite kind of like sayings is if you spot it, you got it, right? The more something like that, I know it's the worst, but it's also a very good teacher, right? Because when that happens, something is going on for you. And there's a lesson in there for you if you are willing to receive it. And it doesn't absolve the other person from their behavior. It doesn't make whatever they did right. But it does, it gives you the chance to have this perspective of, if this is bothering me, that there's something going on for me that is causing that to occur. And, you know, one of the I think the greatest teacher for me of anything is being a parent, right? Because you want to be rubbed in all of the behaviors that you That's have right. essentially created in others that then tick you right off because you're watching it like manifest in front of you. That's what, you know, we live that every day. If you're a parent, you live that every day. I certainly
That's right.
And the more I can begin to pay attention to that and to stop and to slow down and to listen, the more powerful it is. And I loved the story you shared in that 7-Eleven story that we were talking about before the break of like, I very rarely get it right in the moment. Those are awesome examples, but I, a lot of times walk out of that situation, in your case, get to the car door and have that whisper of like, man, that sucked. And to be, you know, and in your case, you didn't even do anything necessarily wrong actively in that situation, but to be able to go back and instead of just like kick yourself or whatever, to go back and actually like step back into that situation opened this opportunity, right?
Yeah. And my example paints me in too good of a light, to be honest. There's plenty of examples where I was not the light. Make this story short here, but you know, when we were in Israel and you know, day 1 through 4 was wonderful. Day 5, war broke out on October 7th. And so things got real interesting real fast. And so we went from gift shopping and touring to being in the bomb shelter 3 times, military vehicles passing us and all kinds, sheer stress, right? My wife was in fight or flight for 4 days straight, booked 6 different flights to get out, all got canceled. And so the whole time I'm trying to convince her we're going to be okay. I had prayed about it. We're going to be okay. I'm you know, trying to relay that to her. And she ain't listening. It ain't happening, right? She is stressed. I've never seen her, didn't do her hair or makeup for multiple days. Never seen that happen, right? And so we're in the plane. Long story short, we're in the plane. And she's sitting in front of me. I'm sitting behind. So we're on the plane. Yay, this should be, you know, a great time. We have one last fight. And we're texting back and forth and, you know, right. And I seriously wonder, I swear I had this thought. Are we going to be together when we land? I really believe that. And that's not an exaggeration. I really wonder this. And we were just, and that's the exact moment that God revealed to me that I still, from my childhood of never being important, of never being listened to, of being thrown against a closet and stomped every single morning of, you know, for many, many years, that I still saw myself as unimportant. And that was my trigger. No one listens to me. And that was a very weirdly delivered, in a weirdly way, in a mysterious way, which is how he works. But that's what actually helped me understand that I still had some of that in me. That's why I was triggered, because I hear yet again, not being listened to, I'm not important. And that's what God got to work on me. And I don't, that was October. I don't know that I've had that issue since. I don't think I have. So I got at least some of the lesson. Who knows if I got 100%, but I got a lot of the lesson from that turmoil, from that anger, from that frustration.
Wow. If you are angry, you are wrong.
Correct.
And that is hard to get.
Yeah.
And here's what I have finally figured out. On most days, there's somebody between me and God. Most days I'm pissed off at somebody.
Yeah.
But finally I understand that if there is somebody between me and God, they are closer to God than I am.
Nice.
And I have to pray them out of the way.
Nice.
And if you can get yourself, you guys, to that point,
which
it's the truth and it's sad, but that's where we have to go, is to complete surrender into God's got this. And if I can, any of you guys know that I work with some crazy people every day on the sobriety front, and I have got to live there. Otherwise, I would completely blow my brains out and I would be unbearable, more unbearable than I am now. But pray harder. That's all we are going to do. And understand we are not running this show. And I hear everybody all the time talking about turning it over. That's such horse manure. It's already turned over. It's all acceptance. It happened. We just got to have a complete belief that it happened for the right reason and God's got it right.
Hmm.
I hope that made sense.
Powerful.
It did. I think that, first of all, thank you for, you know, I think it's always a lot easier to share tough stuff in the distant past or thing, you know, telling a story that makes you look like the hero.
Sure.
You know, I think that when we're looking at the people who we admire most, and I put you on that list, I think it's easy to have this, that, you know, they've got stuff all figured out and look, you know, little old me over here. And I like, and that just couldn't be further from the truth. And I think we're freed by the fact that, you know, you don't have to be that way for people to love you. You have to, we want the real Ray. People want the real Tom. People want that's what it's all about. And I think that there's such a depth in that. What do you got something?
Well, no, yeah, because I just think about poor Ray, because me, I'm just a sloppy, dead drunk alcoholic laying in the street one day. And I state myself that way, but nothing else. When you start doing what you did 16 months ago, people are looking at your life with a microscope, praying to do something wrong so they can be right. And you have stood up with that thing and gotten punched, and God sends you to Israel. That's what I'm sitting here thinking, and holy mackerel, here comes the war, and we're all standing back here going, okay, now we're going to see his true colors.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed with love for you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
And I think you just can feel that moment in this space of just, this is what it's about. And, you know, I think this show's about leadership. This show is really about love.
Yeah.
And I think that in order to step into real leadership, you're going to learn really hard lessons about love. You're going to learn really hard lessons about who you are and who you're not.
Yeah.
In a way, in that. And it isn't always fun, but this is the work to become that kind of leader.
Yeah. You know, you're going to have people betray you that you don't deserve to have betray you. Right. And that's where you get to work on, you know, a piece of your heart of, you know, it's not about being a people pleaser, you know, it's just not, you know, sometimes we're, so, you know, Tozer says, sometimes we're so worried about offending anyone, we impact no one. And so when we show up as a leader, and when we show up and we don't jump on the bandwagon of bashing the leaving rep or whatever that level of bashing is, right? Then, you know, you show up as an example that not everyone will agree with. But you get that choice. You get the choice of what type of light am I going to be? Am I going to, you know, be right alongside everybody else and they're piling on beating up somebody? Or am I going to think about that leaving rep and the seven things I love about them?
Yeah.
What if that happened? That'd be so weird. It would rock the industry if that was done even one time. And so, like, you know, I love, I was on a leadership call earlier and I heard this question. I thought it was so powerful. When you disagree with somebody or you're having an issue with somebody, ask God, show me something you love about them. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, show me something you love about this person that's bashing me, or this person that left me, or this person that did me wrong, or this person that owed me money, didn't pay me. Right. Show me something you love about them.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we ask these kind of very different questions, we get very different answers, right? Because our tendency is, you know, show me more things wrong with them. Oh, they failed English in high school. Oh, they, you know, we find more things to pile up in our natural behavior and our resting default temperature. But when you ask these kind of questions, you start to realize they too are a child of God. And how do you want to treat someone's children?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of comments. He's so mesmerized, he's not even putting comments. I'm going to kill him. So there you go. That is so cute. Wayne Bird, you guys get it. That's the bottom line. That's why we're in this business, is because we can be the opposite of what's going on in the world, politically, spiritually, emotionally. We can get people united and accepting instead of judging and hating. And we look at everything going on out there in the landscape, and they're trying to separate us. And let's not let that happen.
That's right.
Let's love like crazy, then love more, and build a sweatshirt around it.
You know what? I think where you could go with that, and where we should go with that, is I think part of how we do that as a profession is what the A&MP is about.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you know, we've got a big event. We got about a minute to break. We got a big event coming up at the beginning of June, and this is I think an opportunity where I think it's more important than ever for the profession to come together, for leaders to come together, especially there's sections of this world that are fractured right now. And what if we as a group of people and a group of leaders could come together and say, hey, we're going to be a part of the solution, and we're not going to throw mud. We're instead going to lift each other up. And I think there's an opportunity to do that. And I think one of the reasons the A&MP exists is to help to facilitate that kind of a reality inside of the network marketing world. And so if you're in network marketing and you have not been to an A&MP event before, you really, really want to go. It is the best value ever. And you can go to ANMP2024.com and learn about that. And we hope we'll see you in Dallas. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans different nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Ray Higdon. It's Adrian Chenault. And it's the final segment of the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And I'm just telling you one thing right now. I love Ray Higdon. I love what he's done for us. I love what he's done with us. And I love what he's doing for the future of this great profession and this planet we live on. And whether it's Sabrina, whether it's Thomas, can't remember his first name. What's his first name?
Graham.
Graham. All right, good. Like the cracker.
That's so right. Anyway. My wife always loves s'mores.
Yeah, there we go. So anyway, whatever it is, you guys, just give it up to get and just block out anything that's bad in your life with love, and you're going to win this thing. And Ray has brought the rain today on a topic that I thought was going to be hard, ended up being one of the best, easiest shows we've ever done.
Amen to that. Ray, you continue. I have been so grateful following along in your journey and watching as you grow and you allow yourself to grow, you know, in a very public way. And, you know, I'm curious, what do you feel like is really on your heart right now, and that you're learning personally and that you feel like you're kind of compelled to be sharing with other leaders in the network marketing world?
You know, it's just recognizing that, you know, when you make, and this is just, you know, you asked me the question, when you make God first, right? And so, what does that mean? And, you know, in Exodus 33, the Israelites are in the wilderness, right? Very frustrating situation. They keep worshiping golden cows and all kinds of different things. And God says to Moses, he says, tell you what, just go into the land of milk and honey. I'll send angels to destroy the other tribes and everything. And just go, but I won't go with you. And Moses says, if your presence won't go with us, please don't send us away. And so wherever I go, whatever I do, I want his presence with me. So I am constantly thinking, thank you for directing my steps. And he's put me in some very weird situations. He's put me in restaurants to pray for someone who just lost their best friend, restaurants to pray for someone that just lost their son. I just adhere. I don't want to be on a stage if God's not with me. I don't want to be on a podcast if God's not with me. I don't want to be anywhere if God's not with me. And, you know, God wants us more dependent, not independent, but the world wants you dependent. And so we want to be dependent because we're rebellious souls. That's just what we do. And so I had reached a decent, and I'm sure there's some people on here that surpassed it, but I reached a decent level of income just to realize that there's something missing. And so I'm trying to save some people some time of, it's okay to have money, just don't let money have you. And so by putting God first and understanding he's the source and everything else is a resource, then you can start to create a much different level of meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. And that's why he's very great, you know, just very graciously allowed me to, you know, to feel. And so it's just very different. And so I'm just very grateful for the seasons he's put me through. I'm grateful for, you know, the wisdom that he's allowed me to have and the hunger he's allowed me to have for him. And I just hope more people pursue that, because we're all looking for love and often in the wrong places.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's to gain everything and then to realize there's something missing, right? Like I think that's something that I certainly have struggled with, have worried about, you know, even before, like that there's something deep there wherever you are on the journey, right? Whether you're, you know, nearing the top of the ladder and starting to have this sinking feeling that it doesn't quite feel the way you thought it was going to feel when you got up there, or maybe as you listen to this and you're thinking to myself, well, huh, if I had all that, if I was at the top of my comp plan, if I was this or that or whatever it is, you know, would it really feel that different? Would it, you know, this is an opportunity to just lean into that question.
Yeah.
And to choose to wrestle with it now and to, you know, to go deeper, whether it's in tuning into some of what Ray is doing, to go and get a ticket to Faith Over Fear coming up later this year, whether it's to plug in someplace in your local community, but just to lean into that question and not just to kind of bury your head and hope that kind of like, whatever, that sort of like that low grade sort of nagging feeling is going to go away. Cause chances are it's not, right?
Exterior success will solve nothing. It's a Band-Aid. It's an inside job, you guys.
That's right.
And the more you strip away all that stuff that you think is security, and you're standing there naked before your God, and you're saying it's all yours and I'm just a passenger and do with me as you will, the cards are going to turn your direction, right, Ray?
There you go. Absolutely.
It's very cool.
That is so awesome. Well, it's a good thing. I just looked at the calendar. It's a good thing you finally got your head out of your rear, because Alan's on the show next week.
Alan Newell?
Yeah.
No, he's on the schedule.
He's already on the schedule.
Why don't you ever send me the schedule? So I'm, oh, man. Now
Alan is awesome. Love Alan.
He's a good man. So
yes, for sure.
That is super cool. So Alan Newell's our guest.
Yeah.
I think he was the president of Texas Roadhouse or some huge restaurant change. And now he's got more auto ships than like anybody in the history of network marketing. Do you know that?
I knew the latter. I don't think I knew the former. So
yeah, just crazy stuff. So it'll be great. And having Ray Higdon on here is even more beautiful. And when's Al Bala?
I hope we're going to figure it out. Ray, thanks so much for being here. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you all next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.